In 2006, Wales and Chongqing signed an agreement to cooperate together economically and culturally and so on. And the museum, as part of that process, has signed an agreement with the Three Gorges Museum in Chongqing, which is a big new museum. And we agreed that we would develop projects together. And this is the first project. So the Cultural Bureau in Chongqing offered us this exhibition of sculpture, and we obviously said yes. I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity. So,
how long did it take you to plan the exhibition?
We've been talking about it for probably nearly 2 years, but in terms of detailed planning, I would say it's been about a year.
You mentioned earlier that you went over to China to do some research.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that trip?
Yeah, that was an exciting trip. I mean, as it happens, I worked in China in the middle of the 1980s, so it was quite exciting for me to go back and see how things have changed. But having been offered this exhibition, we felt that it was important to actually have a look at the real things and get an idea of how it would fit into the museum. So I went over with a colleague, Steve, and the people there were very hospitable, showed us the different sites, and we had a look at the objects in some detail and found out about them, and it was a really exciting occasion, really.
Do you think the sculptures in the exhibition here are a good representation?
Yes, I think they are. I mean, it's a very different experience. When you go to the Dazhou sites, they're very impressive, very large scale. I mean, you're talking about cliff faces, say about 500 metres long, and up to 15, 20 metres high, carved with these rows and rows of big Buddha figures and all sorts of lively scenes of people being punished in hell and all these sort of things. It's a very exciting, full-on experience, and they're all painted in bright colours. So the exhibition is quite a contrast to that. It's much smaller in scale, maybe a bit more peaceful and contemplative. But having said that, the quality of the sculpture does give you a good idea of what it's like, and I think one of the things you get when you go to Dazhou is you feel, you know, you're face to face with these wonderful figures, and I hope you get a sense of that when you go into the exhibition.
What was the process in getting the sculptures here?
It's quite complicated. After I went out in May with my colleague Steve, we planned what we would do with it in the gallery here, but we realised that we also needed to know how things were going to be packed, because when they came to the museum in their crates, we needed to know, you know, what we were going to get so that we could plan how to unpack things and get them into the museum. So we sent out our senior technician in October last year, and he worked with our Chinese colleagues to pack the things into their crates, and then the crates were put into a big shipping container, and then it was driven by road from Chongqing to Shanghai, which is 1,000 miles east as the crow flies, all the way down the Yangtze River. And then from Shanghai it was shipped to, I think it went into Southampton, if I remember rightly. The container was unpacked in a specialist art warehouse in London, and then brought in two consignments to the museum here. And if you go to the museum's sort of YouTube site, you'll see there's a couple of video clips of things being unpacked from the trucks. And then we had to get a special crane outside the front of the museum to swing the crates from the truck into the front of the museum. It's all quite a complicated procedure.
How many sculptures are there altogether?
In the exhibition, there are 48 original sculptures, and there are 4 replicas, which are replicas of some of the finest surviving sculptures that are still attached to the rock face, so obviously couldn't come here, but they're there to give you an idea of some of the things that have been left behind in China.
How long is the exhibition on for?
It's on until the 3rd of April, so it's on for another nearly 2 months.